Ocean records, vanishing climate data, and 100 wildfires in the West. Global ocean surface temperatures reached 20.96 degrees Celsius in July 2026, the highest July reading in the recorded dataset, according to Copernicus data. The previous record was set in July 2023. Three of the highest ocean temperature readings in recorded history have now occurred within a three-year window, a compression of record-breaking events that scientists say is no longer statistical noise. Elevated ocean heat content drives hurricane intensification, disrupts marine food webs, and bleaches coral reefs at rates that limit recovery between events. A separate report confirmed that greenhouse gas concentrations and sea levels both hit records in 2025. Carbon dioxide concentrations at Mauna Loa exceeded 425 parts per million, the highest level in at least 3 million years based on ice core records. Sea level rose approximately 3.7 millimeters globally last year, adding to a cumulative rise of roughly 25 centimeters since 1900. That cumulative figure, modest sounding in isolation, fundamentally changes storm surge flood frequency calculations for coastal cities. Against that backdrop, NOAA announced, without explanation, that it is ending support for the Arctic Report Card, a 20-year longitudinal monitoring program that tracks ice extent, permafrost thaw, atmospheric temperatures, and ecosystem change in a region warming roughly four times faster than the global average. Scientists who contributed to the program said they received no warning and no rationale. The decision eliminates not only future measurements, but the institutional capacity to interpret them and the international collaborator network that produced the synthesis, a dataset that cannot be recreated retroactively. A large number of wildfires were burning across the western United States, forcing widespread evacuations. The fire season has been extending at both ends, starting earlier in spring and persisting later into fall, while its geographic range has expanded northward. Direct economic costs and property destruction, firefighting expenditure, and public health impacts from smoke run into tens of billions of dollars annually. China's Long March 7A rocket exploded after liftoff, representing a significant technical setback for a space program advancing toward crewed lunar missions and permanent space station operations. The medium to heavy lift vehicle carries both commercial and military payloads, and the failure affects near-term Chinese launch capacity. The Webb Space Telescope, by contrast, delivered images of the Lion Nebula in infrared wavelengths that Hubble's optical imaging in 2000 could not access, revealing temperature gradients in stellar dust, ionization fronts, and dense clumps that may be sites of future star formation. The FDA also approved Tudrikov, a modified herpes virus engineered to replicate inside tumor cells and destroy them from within, for patients with advanced melanoma who have exhausted other treatment options, a meaningful proof of concept for oncolytic virus therapy after two previous rejections and eventual accelerated approval.